Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States.
Mr. Vice President, you have before you my fellow members of the President's Commission on White House Fellowships and the 33 national finalists who are meeting here with us this week. I want to introduce the Vice President in a kind of a personal way. We all know he's an oil man and CIA boss and congressman. When I was in prison, my wife and her four kids were going it alone for about 8 years, and she was on the road trying to drum up American interest in the plight of the prisoners in terms of the violations of the Geneva Convention that the Vietnamese were perpetrating. It was in New York a lot, going to the UN, and she met this gentleman, and she became a house guest every time she was in town. George and Barbara were friends of my little old Navy wife and family at a very crucial time, and I have that fond memory. And then another, I didn't really rig this, but I want to tell you something not many people know. I wore my Navy tie today, and I didn't even intend to wear this suit over here this afternoon, but since I've got it on, I want to tell you that something not many people know, and that is that George Bush left prep school, and when he didn't even have to, joined the Navy and became an aviator as World War II was starting, was the youngest naval aviator in the United States Navy, Distinguished Flying Cross winner, shot down, picked up in the rubber raft, and then went to college. He didn't have to do that. I'd like to turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Well, thank you, Admiral. This is so formal for such a rather refreshingly intimate group here, but I do want to pay my respects to everyone, those who were involved in the awesome selection process, and the selectors and the finalists, the selectees. And I first would say that I think this commission is very fortunate to have Admiral Stockdale service as well as the service of others, some new, some ongoing. I have been the beneficiary, in a sense, in a kind of personal sense, of the presidential fellowship thing, because right now we have a person on the vice president's staff, very, very able woman. I've met with the groups from time to time in my various incarnations as ambassador when I come back from China to meet with them, or United Nations and this kind of thing, including the Central Intelligence. They were not didn't feel above the fray and were interested in knowing how the intelligence community worked. And I've always been impressed with the quality of people attracted to this program. And I know from what I've read, briefing papers, that the same is true this year. And it is a program that has been free of partisanship. Its hallmark has been excellence, and I think it's a very, very good thing. And I look forward to working with whoever happens to come my way and after this is all worked out. And I wish all of you well, which I guess it's like I told Jim, it's kind of like judging a beauty contest. Some half are mad and half, I guess, are excited the way the process works. But to get this far and to do this well, I think in itself is just a great credit. So with no further ado, I would simply say I'm pleased to be over here, look forward to shaking hands and visiting with you, but I think now we have a few formalities that Jim will take. Are you taking back over, or do you?
I'm taking it over. Okay. If I may, and I will tell the national finalists that we're going in alphabetical order, and if you will figure that out and start moving over this way. I'll call the name, and I'll give the vice president the certificate, and the first is Paul Applegrath. With the World Bank. John Berry. Joe Barton. Richard Birney. and Carol Brown. Ellen Patterson Brown. Yes, right. She's graduated from a few other institutions, too. Wayne Collins. Priscilla Douglas. Gail Dunphy. Janet Gill Hernandez. Ernest Charles Haynes. Ellen Heineman. David Carnes. Helen Lopez Heineman. James May. Marsha Mock. Howard Paris. Mary Lupo Risi. John Richards. Nigel Roberts. Mary Ryan. Floyd Shimomura. Thomas Shaw. Graham Spanier. James Stewart. Patrick Sweeney. George Thomas. Myron Ullman. Bruce Valley. Gordon Walker. Ballora Washington. Marianne Wood. We got 31 slugs in the magazine.
That it?
Yes, one more. Mike Zachariah.
Well,
thank you, sir.
Good.